Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 15 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 15 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 14 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 13 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 12 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 12 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 12 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 12 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 14 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Clear. 18 degrees.
KCAPWD.
Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Clear. 24 degrees.
KA9SXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good morning.
Good morning. 1100 hours. Clear. 26 degrees.
KA9SXH. KA9SXH.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Clear. Good afternoon. 1300 hours.
Clear.
32 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 34 degrees.
Okay, A9SXH.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Clear. 35 degrees.
K-A9-S-X-H.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Clear. 35 degrees.
KC8YVF Mobile. KC8YVF Mobile. KC8YVF Mobile.
Good evening. 1800 hours. Clear. 35 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Good evening. 2000 hours. Clear. 31 degrees.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta Quebec, Mike in Saginaw, with the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Starts in just a few minutes. We'll take some early bird check-ins if anybody's available. Go ahead and call now.
Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie, India, KKCI, Jeff in Oakley.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa, Charlie, Quebec. Dave in Bay City, KE8, BCQ. I'll be in and out, Mike.
Very good. We picked up two. We've got K8KCI Jeff and K8PCQ Dave, who's in and out. Thanks for calling in, Dave, and maybe we'll catch you on the next one. We got a couple minutes. We'll take some check-ins if anybody's listening, and get ready for the net. We'll talk about power supplies, I guess. What kind of power supplies do you use for your radios? Do you have a switching power supply, linear, you run off of batteries, what have you. So we'll get to that. Any more check-ins?
KD8MMH, Mike, Carlton Township.
All right, Mike, we got you. We got KD8MMH in here. This is KF8EDQ with the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do we have any more check-ins before 9 o'clock? It starts at 9 o'clock, goes for maybe 40 minutes or so, or however many participants we get. We got any more check-ins before we start in just a minute?
KC8YVF, we're on Saginaw Township with no traffic for tonight.
KDAZ, mini, but no traffic.
This is? NAEUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is? KC8VOA, Rick, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
Alright, great. We got another four participants here. We got KC8YVF Ron, KD8PAZ Mini, NAEUI Tom, and KC8VOA Rick. We got maybe a few seconds before the net starts, so we'll wait for the repeater to do its thing at 9 o'clock, and then we'll begin.
21 hours, cloudy, 26 degrees.
Attention all radio operators, please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Mike. My call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Delta Quebec, KF8EDQ, and I will be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL tone of 103.5. For the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams and general fellowship. This is a directed net and will be open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, location, and whether or not you have any traffic or announcements for the net. So at this time, we've got some check-ins from the pre-net. Those stations need not check in again. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those who are mobile on short time or in and out. Please call now. All right, nothing heard. We got no short time check-ins. We'll do Echo Link and All-Star stations. Go ahead and call in now.
This is November 8th, Kilo Papa Romeo, Bob, in Treasure Island, Florida. Good evening.
All right, very good. I left a few seconds extra for any of those Echo Link stations. We got an NKPR Bob who's joined us from Florida. That's awesome. We'll have to ask you about the weather down there since you're down there. All right, well, but we'll move on to regular check-ins. Regular check-ins, any regular check-ins, please call now.
Whiskey 8, Delta Whiskey, WADW, Dave, Sager Township, no traffic.
This is KE8QCO Fred, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
All right, we picked up a couple stations there. We got WADW Dave and KE8QCO Fred. Do we have any more check-ins before we begin?
NANTN, Doug, in and out.
KF8VIC.
All right, I figured I'd give it a couple more seconds there. We've got NANTN Doug, who's in and out, and we've got KF8DRC Jack. So, all right, thanks for joining us, Jack. Thanks for everybody for joining us here. We'll start at the top of the list. This is KF8EDQ. Mike in Saginaw with the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. We'll start at the top of our list, which is K8KCI Jeff, and then Dave, KE8PCQ is in and out, so KD8MMH you're on deck after. Jeff, what kind of power supplies do you run at home? I know you do some parks on the air. Do you run a battery? Do you run off your vehicle? What do you use for your power source? Go ahead.
All right, Mike, thanks for putting on the net, and pretty good one. I guess the simplest thing is I got a little Kenwood DC power supply, PS50, that I use at home. My A11H, it's got it built in, that's the amp. And then I got a to-go box, basically. I got a army box with two 10-amp-hour batteries hooked into that with T60 connections coming up to you. And so I just plug and play right into them. I got two of them, and then I got a, I don't know, you call it a T-Fit 10 or something. And that's what I use, and I got a little 12-volt power supply inside so that I can just charge it back up if I need to. And then in the RV, I got a little 15-amp power supply I run in case I need it, but that's about it as far as power supplies for me. I don't know, I've been looking at switching ones, but really don't know the pros and cons on them, so. That's about it. We'll send her back to you. It's KKCI back to net.
All right. Thanks for checking in, Jeff. This is KF8EDQ. We got KD8MMH Mike is up next with KC8YVF Ron on deck. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, KF8EDQ. This is KD8MMH. Oh, good evening, Mike. Good evening, everyone on the net this evening. Hope everyone's doing well. One quick reminder, this coming Friday, the 6th, will be our monthly club meeting, March club meeting. It will be at in person and online at Harry Brown Airport, 7 o'clock, and also online free conference call. I'll be sending out an email to remind everybody here probably tomorrow or Wednesday. And I believe, and Ron can correct me when he comes up with his turn, but I believe the presentation is going to be by Ron, and he's doing the presentation on the new Radio Oddity DB50B mobile radio. And I saw that on the Savara Facebook page, so that's what I'm going off of that. Let me buy a second here. As far as power supplies go, at first I was using a switching power supply. I think it was the Elinco something 330 or whatever. It worked fine for many years, and then I started putting noise out on it, so did away with that one, and I picked one up at the ham swap meet up in Cadillac last year. I think it's called Audio Tech, and it's a linear power supply, and it was working good for a while. Now it's putting noise on the line. So basically what I'm using, I have an Optima deep cycle battery that I keep charged up, and when that time comes, I hook up to the deep cycle battery, and I'm using the battery for the power supply, which seems to work pretty good. And I don't have to worry about if the power goes out either. I'll be able to keep talking. So other than that, I think that's all I've got for this go-around, Mike. With that, we will turn it back to net control. Oh, one other quick reminder for Skywarn. This Thursday, if anyone's interested, the Midland Club is doing their Skywarn training this Thursday night at the Law Enforcement Center in Midland, and that will be at 6 o'clock. And with that, we'll turn it back to net control. KD8MMH, back to you, Mike. Thanks for doing the net tonight.
Roger, KD8MMH, front KF8EDQ. Yeah, those are good. Some good reminders. I know there are people that are maybe not necessarily participating in this net, but they listen, and that's good information. As some people are interested in the Skywarn, and I apparently you don't have to be a ham operator to do Skywarn. I don't know many details about that because, like, unless there's a net that you can, some sort of net that you can call into, maybe I can learn more about that. But, yeah, there's the Skywarn training in Midland this Thursday, and then, of course, our club meeting on Friday. So very good that the club meeting on Friday is at 7 o'clock at the Harry Brown Airport. So, well, hopefully I'll be making it in this time. I know I called into the meeting last time because there was some inclement weather. I didn't want to make it out there, so we'll try and make it out this time. All right. KC8YVF, Ron, you're up next with KD8DAZ Mini. On deck, this is KF8EDQ. Go ahead, Ron.
This is KC8YVF. Yeah, for the Skywarn, anyone can be a Skywarn spotter. You do not have to be a ham. My daughter and son-in-law are both Skywarn spotters. They've got to get them to renew here coming up. It's been a couple of years since they've been back to a class. For those that are not ham radio operators, they call in. They have an 800 number that they can call in, or they can send information, non-critical information, via Facebook page itself or through Twitter, all three of those. But if anything critical is called in to the 800 number directly to National Weather Service. Ham radio operators, obviously we have the net that we maintain during severe weather conditions. So, again, different ways of reporting. So firefighters, policemen can all be or Skywarn trained. They have a phone number that they would call in to report their information to the National Weather Service. Yes, for Thursday, Mike, I got to give you a call after this to discuss plans for Thursday. I will be doing a hands-on, basically, demonstration or presentation for the new radio that I have. It's going to be basically in person. So if you want to come see what it's about, you're going to have to come to the meeting. I'm really not going to be able to do this over the air because if we have the meeting, we've got to have a second screen, can't have you log into two different conference calls at the same time, basically. Or if I did, that we could do the presentation on, but when I did would do the presentation that is the part that's on my phone, then that one I don't think I got to plug into a projector, and that's going to cut off our online person from that portion of it. So Mike and I'll discuss if we can come up with something. But basically, if you want to partake in the presentation, you're going to have to be there in person to see all of it at least. Let me break for a second. As Mike said, got the Skywarn training for Midland is coming up Thursday at 6 o'clock at the Law Enforcement Center on Rod Street. And then April 2nd is the Skywarn training for Saginaw County. So if you did not take a class last year at some form, and I know the in-person class last year got canceled, so if you did not take a class last year, you will need to take some form of class this year, whether in person, and there are others around in Genesee County and other counties as well. Bay County is not doing one this year, so Midland and Saginaw for in person, locally at least. Plus, there's also the online presentation that they do through the Weather Service, and then there is the website training class. If you want information on that, go to the ARES website, click on the Skywarn link up at the top of the page. There's information, a link that will take you to the online class that is just you and online, basically. So those are some options that you have to be able to take Skywarn. For your question on power supplies, my main power supply that runs my 2-meter radios, my APRS radios, my UHF radio, so those type, UHF, VHF 220, is a vintage Heath power supply. It is a 20-amp power supply. It's an HP 1144 power supply that was reconditioned for me by my mentor that's got me started in ham radio. That power supply, along with a Kenwood TR7400 that runs my APRS, has been on since day one when I got it in 2003. So other than power outages, it's that power supply and that radio have been on 24/7 since 2003. That's backed up with a 33 amp hour battery. So if that power supply, I lose power, that power supply goes down, it automatically switches over to the 33 amp hour battery that sits here in the shack and takes me or continues on, at least with the radio, for however long that lasts. So that's what I have. For the HF rigs, I got a Astron RS-35M power supply that runs the HF rigs when I need those. So that's what I run for power supplies here in the shack. With that, Mike, I'll turn it back over to you for the 73 round, KC8YVF.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks, Ron. This is KF8EDQ with the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Thank you, Ron, for your comments and your power supplies for all of your different devices and all that. It's all very interesting. I did get one of those solar nodes, Meshtastic nodes. Got it, and I put it up today, so I don't know if you saw it, but it is up. It is on the side of the house now, and before we go on to many, we'll take a station break real quick just to check if anybody's listening, and does anybody want to check into our net? Please call now. All right, nothing heard. KD8PAZ Mini, you're up next. NAEUI Tom, you are on deck. This is KF8EDQ. Go ahead, Mini.
Well, good evening, KF8EDQ. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys on here tonight. It's good to hear everyone. And I'm not doing much. I put another puzzle together today and put it online there on Facebook. So it was only 300 pieces, so it only took me probably about an hour to put it together. So anyway, other than that, I've got a switching power supply. It's a JTP-S45. It's Jetstream. And that's for my 2-meter, and then for my other one, it's RS-7BM, so other than that, everything is going good. Got a doctor's appointment tomorrow, but nothing serious. This is KD8PAZ, back to KF8EDQ.
Thank you, Minnie. Thank you for calling into the net and for your comments and all your puzzle doings, and I hope you have fun with those. Yeah, it's always good to hear you in here. So, NAEUI Tom, you're up next. KC8VOA Rick, you're on deck. Tom, what do you use for power supplies?
Okay, good evening, everybody. This is NAEUI. Good evening, Mike. Thanks for doing the net tonight. Excuse me for my, so it's not like I'm eating something, which I am. Our granddaughter's a Girl Scout, and our Girl Scout cookies were delivered last Friday evening, and I'm enjoying a couple of Samoas, which is a coconut caramel with this chocolate stripes on them. I love those things. They don't like me, though. They're pretty, you know, hefty in the calories, but oh, I really enjoy them. Hope everyone's doing all right this week. Let's see. Let me break real quick, because I have to explain what I have here. Hold on. Okay, I have one mains power supply. I use an Astron RS-35A. It doesn't have the meters on it. It's just a linear box, and I have that patched into a power pole distribution panel. So I operate my main HF rig and my 2-meter 440 and my 220 and then all my accessories, my antenna tuner, which uses a power, a 12-volt DC for the meter, for the light, for the power light, a power meter light, and also for my signal link units here, so everything's powered off the distribution box through the 35 amp. And then for a field day, I have a switching power supply. It's a Yaesu power supply that came with my rig. It's a 25 amp for field day. But like I said, I only have, I have a couple other power supplies I use in my workshop, just if I need 12-volt power to power something real quick. I have it over my workbench in my, in the other room if I have to do any building. So that's basically what I have for power supplies. Nothing elaborate, just one power, main power supply, linear power supply to power everything. I'm never operating more than the power supply can supply, you know, 35 amps is plenty big enough. So that's about it for me on this end. I'm going to toss it back and hear what everybody else has to say, and catches on the 73 round. Until then, this is Tom in AEUI.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Thanks, Tom. I've got a similar setup. I'll tell you about it when it's my turn, but I've got power, those Anderson power pole connections, and a power block that splits off the power. It's all fused and all that. But, yeah, all right. Yeah, thanks for calling in. All right, we got KC8VOA Rick next with N8KPR Bob, who's in Florida. A little bit jealous, Bob. You're on deck, Bob. So KC8VOA Rick, this is KF8EDQ. It's your turn.
Well, thank you there, Mike, and good evening, everybody in the net. For myself, for your question, I use an Astron 35M, and had it for a number of years, and I also have a linear Elenco 25 amp power supply. It's a switcher, and that's served me well, although the switchers can be a little bit noisy at times. For myself, I've been busy doing many projects and so forth, and I've got a little sad story here that I had a mag light, a mini mag, and I had left it in the toolbox, went out to get it out of the toolbox, and I had left the batteries in it, and was not able to get the batteries out of it without destroying things. So that was the end of the mini mag. Had I used rechargeable batteries in it instead of using regular batteries in it, I probably would not have had the problems. They don't generally leak like the regular Alkaline batteries do. So that was my mistake. I'm bad. So right now I've got some new batteries and so forth, and I've charged them up, and they're supposed to come pre-charged, which I didn't think they would be. They self-discharge anyway, so that's what I'm doing right at this moment. With that, I'm going to turn it back over to Net Control, KC8VOA.
KC8VOA from KF8EDQ. Very good, Rick. Thank you for calling in, and we'll catch you on the 73 round. Let's do a quick station break before we move on. This is KF8EDQ with the Monday night net with the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association. If you're listening and you can hear us, please call in. Call now. All right, nothing heard. We got N8KPR Bob. Florida Bob, tell us where are you in Florida? What are you doing down there, and what do you use for power supplies when you're at home?
Well, good evening, Mike. Everybody on the net. Yeah, I'm on. I'm in Treasure Island, Florida, which is kind of like just off the coast between St. Petersburg and Tampa. And it's 75 degrees out. And not to make anybody jealous, but, you know, short sleeve shirt, shorts on, and looking at a sandy beach, about close to a quarter mile of sandy beach, looking at the Gulf of Mexico. So, yeah, it's beautiful. It got up about 81 today. Our chest temperature at home is like 16 degrees. I'm thinking, oh, my God. But, like I said, not to make anybody jealous, but, yeah, it's beautiful down here. And, Ron, I kind of wish I'd be at the meeting, but, it sounds interesting, but I prefer the weather here better. So I think I'll just stay here. And see what else I got here. I was going to say something else, too, about something. Oh, Rick, I was wondering what kind of batteries were in your flashlight. Were they Duracells? Duracells are notorious for going bad. You know, I've had Duracells that were less than a year old go bad on me and destroy equipment that I've had. So, yeah, I never, ever buy Duracells. They're notorious for that kind of stuff. I don't know if they've changed their formula or not, but they ruined, I always bought Duracells, but I'll never touch another one the rest of my life. But let's see, oh, and the power supply is, I have a, an old Astron. It's a 50 amp. It was gone over. It was the power transistors were replaced, caps were replaced. It was rebuilt basically, and it's a 50 amper. Then I have another. I have another HF UHF or VHF station, and that has a 30 amp. I can't remember what power supply that is. I can't remember. It was, I bought it new, but it's 30 amp. And then I have a 40 amp. I can't remember what that's called either. It's got probably 18 volts, so I can't use that. And then I had an old ICOM SP15 amp power supply, but it's got a buzz in the transformer, so I don't have that either. Not using that either. But buddy, if this round there, Mike, back to you. It's 75 degrees. Did I say that? And KPR, back in the control.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, 75 degrees down in Florida right now. That's quite the temperature change from up here. So, yeah, enjoy your vacation and have safe travels on your way back when you come back eventually. All right, this is KF8EDQ. We'll go to W8DW Dave next with KE8QCO Fred on deck. Go ahead, Dave. What do you use for power supplies?
Okay, real good there, Mike. KF8EDQ W8DW. Well, we've got a couple of them. We actually, I got one linear and I got a switching. Try to run everything off the linear, but I had a problem. First off, my tuner that I've got a PALSTAR automatic tuner, and it recommends the linear power supply. It tells you not to use the switcher. So we were going to put everything on that particular power supply. I've got actually two stations, only running one at a time anyway. So it's 25 amps. So I don't have a problem with that, but I had a problem with my ICOM using the linear when I went to, I'd go to shut the radio off, and the radios, and this is with my 7610 and also my 9700, the radio would not shut off. The only way that I could shut it off was turn the power off, turn it back on, then the radio would come back up at that time, and then they'd have to shut the thing down. So I went back, I put it on the switcher, haven't had a problem with that. I probably should put a scope on the linear and see if I've got something going on with that. Been thinking about doing that, but been a while since we've made a switch in that, and like I said, it's working fine for me. And I've got my amplifier that's got a dedicated power supply, 50 amp power supply, and it's got a couple other smaller power supplies that I use for. Two-meter radios. I have a two-meter and a 220 radio, and them are both on like a 10 amp. I hardly use either one of them most of the time. If I get on two, I normally 2 meters or I normally use the 9700. Anyway, that's about all on the power supplies. Anyway, we've been doing some straightening around in the shack. We're going to move stuff around. And probably do something with the way my power distribution on this setup anyway that I've got. So anyway, back to you there, Mike. We'll be here for 73 round. KF8EDQ WAGW.
As always, Dave, thanks for calling in on the net, and I hope you're having a fantastic day. And yeah, those amplifiers, I imagine they suck a lot of juice, I would imagine, so you need a real big power supply. And I think if I were to run amplifiers, I'd probably want a linear power supply, but I'm not even that well educated in the differences between a switching power supply and a linear one. So I'll have to figure that out eventually. I'll read about it. All right. KE8QCO Fred, you're up next. NTN Doug was in and out, so KF8DRC, you're on deck. KE8QCO Fred, this is KF8EDQ. Go ahead, Fred.
Good evening, Mike, and everyone on the net. For power supply, I'm using a MFJ 35-amp switching power supply, so it's been okay so far. I haven't had too many issues. Once in a while, I kind of look around for maybe a second one, but just haven't found anything that I liked for the most part, or the price that I liked. But and then in addition to that, on Aries exercises, I'll run off the truck battery sometimes, or this power supply with the generator. So with that, be back to net. This is KE8QCO.
All right, KE8QCO. Thanks for your comments, and thanks for calling into the net. KF8DRC Jack, it's your turn. What do you? I know you're on 10 meter a lot. So what? I forget what model of radio you have. I can't think of it at the top of the. I think it's a 710. So what do you use for a power supply for that 710?
Well, good evening, Mike. Give a good evening, everyone there. Yes, I have a power supply, and the name of the power supply is Byra Mind, M-I-D, Mind. And that is 13.8 watt. I use it for my TYT 9600, and I also use it for my Yaesu 710. They're both hooked up. The way I do it is this way. I turn my TYT off and turn on the Yaesu. That way there wouldn't be no headache on these radios at all. And because it was one next to another, and that's I use it. And I also have a battery. I use it for my 710. Every time I go out in the field, I use the light PAA. At 12.8 watt, that would be 12.8 watts voltage, and that's what I use. And Mike, thank you for running the net. KF8DRC.
All right, Jack, thank you very much for calling in and giving us your comments and telling us about your setup a little bit. I appreciate that very much. Thank you. All right. This is KF8EDQ with the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. We'll do a quick station break. Is there anybody listening that would like to chime in? Go ahead and call now. All right, nothing heard. I guess I'll take my turn. This is KF8EDQ. I'm still, when it comes to power supplies, I haven't spent a ton of money on power supplies because, I'm still getting into the hobby, as it were. So, I picked up a couple of 30-amp power supplies off of Amazon, which I don't run them anywhere near their, alleged capacity. I trust them, but only so much, so I don't run them real hard. Right now I'm using a Yaesu 150 on I got this power supply on Amazon. I think it's how would you pronounce this? Howei, H-A-W-E-I. It's a 13.8 volt, 30 amp power supply, switching power supply. And I've got another one that's similar. It's a Jesperty. Inside, and I've got that hooked up to a fused power block with Anderson power poles, and I'm never running more than one radio at a time anyway, so I don't run the power supplies anywhere near their capacity. I run 75 watt on FT8, 100 watt on sideband, and then my dual band radios, I rarely run them on high, so they're just sipping the juice. So, there was a time when I didn't have a power supply out in the garage, and I was using a lawnmower tractor, like a lawn tractor battery. I had it hooked up to a little trickle charger. And you could run it on low and medium pretty comfortably, and then it would charge up the battery over time. But You put it on high and suck the juice right out of that battery, and so you wouldn't be able to talk for very long, but it's something. It'll get you through, if, at least for a little while. But we're at the bottom of the list here, so we'll go to the top of the list again for the 73 round. This is KF8EDQ. We'll pass it over to KCI Jeff. You're on the top of the list. Dave was in and out, and KDMMH, you're on deck. So KCI Jeff, your turn for the 73 round. Go ahead.
Well, thanks. And, the power supply, yep, that's a dilemma. Sometimes not. But I try to use batteries out on the, when I do the POTA. Like I said, I just got two 10 amps small ones in parallel, so it gives me a 20 amp hour battery, small enough to throw in there, and like I said, I can hook a solar charger to it too, through the same port to charge it, so it works. But I got a little 100 watt amp I'm adding to the scenario, so I'm not sure what I'm going to do there, but I guess I'm going to build a box and then build that into it. So, but anyways, right now we're doing fine. We talked to Japan today, or this afternoon, I should say. So that was a good connection. Somebody I have talked to over there. I've hit a few of them, but lots of contact this morning. That's what happens when you're retired. You can just get on and get on whenever you want. So yeah, it works. But other than that, that's about it for me. I'll say 73s, and I guess we'll see you everybody Friday. It's KCI. We'll be clear. I'm back to that.
All right, very good, Jeff. Thank you. And, hopefully we'll see you on Friday. Like I said, I plan on being there. So, yeah, we'll see you. All right, KD8MMH, Mike, you're up next. KC8YVF, Ron, you're on deck. This is KF8EDQ. Over to Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay, KF8EDQ. This is KD8MMH. Well, thanks again, Mike. Quick note for Bob and Rick out there for the flashlights and the batteries. I did the same thing, Rick. I had a little mini mag too, the two AAA battery flashlights. Did the same thing. Forgot the batteries were in there, and yeah, once they're in there and they go bad, you do not get those batteries out. But one thing I did notice, the Duracell. The older Duracells that were made in the U.S. were fine. I never had a problem with those. A few years back, when they switched to the manufacturing in China, right, those are the ones that you do not want to keep those in anything because they will leak very readily. So now I pretty much use the Phoenix brand flashlights, and they use the 18650 rechargeable. And never had a problem with those. They're super bright. They recharge and last a good long time. So no problem with those. Ron, yeah, I'll be here if you want to give me a call after the net and talk about the presentation, whatever. Other than that, yeah, hope to see everybody out at the club meeting Friday night, 7:00, out at Harry Brown Airport. And I think I'm also going to attempt to try to go to the Midland Skywarn on Thursday night, just in case something's going on and I can't make the Saginaw one. So, with that, we will turn it back to Net Control. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Mike. KD8MMH, back to Net Control.
Yep. Thanks, Ron. Or I apologize. Thanks, Mike. KD8MMH, Mike. Thank you for calling in, and we'll see you Friday. KC8YVF Ron, you're up next. KD8PAZ Mini, you're on deck. This is KF8EDQ. KC8YVF Ron, it's your turn for the 73 round.
All right, Mike, thanks for doing the net tonight. Yeah, still on power supplies. I have way too many. I got one sitting on an Astron 20 amp that sits on my main workbench. So if I need power there, I've got another 20 amp meter version that sits on my ham tech bench. So I've got one on both benches back to back, basically. In my emergency go kit, my large go kit, I've got a 7 amp switching power, or 14 amp switching power in there that runs the radios that are in that mobile station itself. So if I ever have to use the backup emergency operations center out at Fire Station 2, Saginaw Township 2, all of the equipment that I need for that's in one box and has its own power supply there. Plus, I got a couple of smaller power supplies, a 5 amp and a 3 amp that have a lighter socket on it. So I've used those for various things where I need to plug something in that has just, you know, one of the lighter sockets on it. So it makes it easy for there for just for small things and that. So picked them up over the years. Last year at Cadillac, when we were leaving later in the day, one guy had another Astron 35M with the meters on it. He had originally like $75 on it, and he said, "Yeah, I'll let it go. What do you want?" And he said, "Well, $40." So that power supply right now in its new version, which is identical, the case changed a little bit. I think they put power poles on the front of it now. Sells for almost $400, and like I said, bought the same version that I have that I use in the shack all of the time for $40 at Cadillac last year. So couldn't turn that down. That's a good backup if I need it for anything else with a little more power for HF rigs or whatever. And so I got quite a few in different places in the basement here in the shack around the benches. So there's always one handy to grab at least in that. For me, like many, I got a doctor's appointment coming up on Thursday just for checkup thing. And then weekend coming up, we're supposed to have some nice weather on Saturday, at least warmer weather Saturday, Sunday, Monday, but rain coming in, a little misty rain tomorrow, and then supposed to be okay on Wednesday, but then Friday, Saturday is supposed to be some heavier showers that are coming in. So we'll wait and see there. The ground's been taking it up okay, so don't see any flooding issues or anything based on what they're reporting. Very kind of light rain at least with it. So for that guy, 73, thanks Mike for doing the net, and we'll talk to you next week, KC at YVF.
KC at YVF from KF8EDQ. Very good, Ron. Very good. And it's a good reminder that that it's going to be raining this weekend, so make sure your gutters are clean and your sump pumps are working. So very good. All right, KD8PAZ Mini, you're up next. NAEUI Tom, you're on deck. This is KF8EDQ with the... Oh, we should probably do a station check. It's been a minute. This is Mike, KF8EDQ with the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, Monday Night Net. Let's check for any stations out there that want to check in. Please call now. All right, nothing heard. KD8PAZ Mini, you're up. Go ahead.
Well, good evening there again, Mike. This is KD8PAZ. Well, not much else going on. Yeah, like I say, I got a doctor's appointment tomorrow morning, but nothing serious. I won't be to the meeting on Friday night, but I hope to see some of you on Saturday at club breakfast. So other than that, I hope everybody has a good week and talk to you next week. This is KD8PAZ back to KF8EDQ.
Thanks again, Minnie. Thanks for calling in, and maybe we'll see you at the club meeting. If not, we'll talk to you next week. Next weekend there. All right, this is KF8EDQ. NAEUI, Tom, you're up next. KC8VOA, Rick is up on deck. So NAEUI, Tom, take it away for the 73 round.
Okay, thanks, Mike. This is NAEUI. I just scarfed down that last Girl Scout cookie. Boy, it was delicious. Okay, I'm back to normal now. Got my desserts. Cookie fix for the evening. So, a couple things. I'm currently building for my wife a 3D printed bird feeder that's built around the Blink
outdoor surveillance camera, so you can watch birds feeding in the bird feeder. It's kind of cool. Found it online, and I've been building it since Saturday. It's a long process because it's a fairly good size bird feeder, but I'm using I don't know if anybody's familiar with rod players. I'm using PETG filament. It's less susceptible to the elements, you know, the ultraviolet rays and the sun. If I could print ABS, I would print it with ABS, but my printer is print ABS. So I'm using PETG filament, and it prints very slow. And I'm also printing it at a higher resolution, so you don't see the lines, the print layers, so it's had a nicer look to it. So I'm looking forward to getting that done, and let's see what else. This weekend is the, let me break real quick. For any of the contest lovers out there, this weekend is the ARRL International DX Contest Sideband. I might check into that for a few hours this weekend to get some time. So let's see how the bands are doing this weekend. So maybe I have a little higher score than I did last year. We'll see. Anyway, that's it for me on this end. I hope you see everybody at the meeting Friday night, and I probably will go to the breakfast the next morning, Saturday morning. So until then, I'm going to say 73 to everybody, and I hope everybody has a good week. This is NAEY saying good night.
All right, very good, Tom. Thanks for calling in, and those Girl Scout cookies. It's like the one thing that I miss about going into the office is that somebody is usually selling Girl Scout cookies, you know, once a year, however often they do it. And I like to buy a few boxes, half a dozen boxes. I eat those Thin Mints by the sleeve. Oh, man, are those good. All right. KC8VOA, Rick, you're up next. And KPR, you're on deck. So, Rick, go ahead and take it for the 73 round.
Well, thank you there, Mike. Everybody's talking about Skywarn and 3D printing and stuff. And Skywarn, it was not working out for me this year time-wise. So I did get online and enrolled for an online virtual meeting on Skywarn on the 31st of March. I tried to do it on my phone, and I thought maybe they haven't got opened up because I couldn't do anything with my phone. Wouldn't let me do anything with it. I click on it, nothing would happen. So I ended up getting on my laptop and tried it there, and sure enough, I was able to get in. So they have not got it set up for Android anyways. That's what I have for the Android. But I was able to get in there and get that done. I did not see the regular website classes they used to have. I did not see that. I should probably get on the club site and just double-check that, find out if that's still there or not. Printing-wise, I took the slicer and designed a quick large cell for print onion seeds to grow onions, because onions are biennial, and I like to start them by seed versus buying an onion set, which is basically goes into a second-year onion. And so that onion puts more effort and so forth growing to seed versus just growing a bulb. So that's what I like to do there. And my plans have changed for Friday. Originally, I wasn't planning on being a club meeting because of a church event going on, but now I got to pick grandkids up and so forth, and everything has now changed. So I will plan on being a club meeting Friday night. So with that, I hope to see you all Friday night. 73, KC8VOA.
All right, very good. Thank you, Rick, for calling in, and have a good week, and maybe we'll catch you on Friday. All right, Echo Link, NAKPR Bob. Bob down in Florida for the 73 round. Go ahead and take it.
This is NAKPR. It's still 20, still 75 degrees out here. And, you know, I haven't taken the weather spotter training for like 25 years. But, I don't know if this counts or not, but I've been a satellite station for the National Weather Service for 20 years. And every now and then they call me up and ask me for my observations of what is actually happening in my area. And I you know, give them what I see. And, so I would like to take it, just take it, but being a member, being part of the National Weather Service for like 20 years, because I started in 2006, and it's 2026, and I reported every day for, well, every day I'm home, obviously. The month of March is going to be laughing a little bit, but I do give them the report from, you know, the total amount of precipitation and the high and low for whenever I'm gone. You know, what do they call it? The observation time frame. And but yeah, I would still like to take it. You know, just to see what it's like, but. Other than that, not much else to say. I'll be down here for a few more weeks, and then we're coming back home. Hopefully it warms up a little bit. And thanks for doing that, Mike. We'll talk to everybody again. 73s, everybody.
Yep, 73, Rob. We'll catch you when you get back. So enjoy your vacation. Yeah, that sounds fantastic. All right. This is KFA-EDQ with the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. We'll take a quick standby, see if I have my doubts that anybody's listening at this point, but we'll see if anybody is. Go ahead and call now. All right, we got a couple more participants to go through, and then we got WADW next with KE8QCO Fred on deck. Go ahead, W8DW Dave, go ahead for the 73 round.
Okay, real good there, Mike. It's W8DW, and I don't have a whole lot more for the net. We hoping that the does get a little warmer. I got to get the cover off the trailer. Notice that, been on there, I've had it for about 3 years. I noticed that the it's falling apart here and there, so we're going to be, I'm going to take it off early and let the rain and whatever we got coming here in the near future rinse it off and get it ready for camping. We've got reservations in Harrisville for the end of April, and then the following week we'll have reservations at Cadillac for the Cadillac swap, so it's going to be busy camping time right then. Anyway, 73s, I want to catch a good one. I'll catch you next week, and I'm not sure if we're going to make the meeting on Friday or not, but we're going to try. Anyway, back to you there, Mike. WDW, back to that.
Yeah, roger that, Dave. Yeah, I am looking forward to warmer weather with the camping, because I've got several camping trips lined up this year, and I can't wait to go on them. It's, you know, 27 degrees now, but it's calling for, you know, mid-60 on Saturday this weekend. And then I noticed it's calling for upper 60s next week, Tuesday. Of course, it's in the 10-day forecast, and God knows how accurate that may or may not be. But that's neither here nor there. We'll still hope for warmer weather. I want to go out camping on Easter weekend, but we'll see. All right, KE8QCO Fred, this is KF8EDQ. We'll pass it over to you, Fred, for the 73 round.
Good evening, everyone. Again, Mike, thanks for doing the net tonight. And also, I'm planning on being at the meeting on Friday. With that, nothing else to add tonight. So with that, I'll say... 73s, this is KE8QCO, back to net.
Very good, Fred. Thank you for calling in, and take care. Have a good Have a good week. Any NTN, Doug was in and out. So KF8, DRC, Jack, you're up, and you're our last contestant, not including myself here. So go ahead, Jack.
Yes, KF8, DRC. Oh, Mike, again, thank you for running the net. And not much going on out here except a little bit chilly outside. Last night we had about an inch of snow, and that's about it. And this morning it was cold, and some of the spots there is not clear yet, that snow, and that makes it a little bit chillier. And I guess that's the way it goes in the March 1st and 2nd. Mike, good to hear you out there. Everyone else, good to hear you guys out there. Take care and have a good evening. KFA, Detroit Rock City.
Thank you very much, Jack, for calling in. It's always good to hear you in the receive there, so don't be a stranger. All right, let's see. Is there anybody that wants to make any comments or announcements for the net? I know we have Skywarn in Midland on Thursday. We've got our meeting on Friday at 7. So I think that about covers it for this week. But does anybody have any announcements or closing comments for the net?
Comment.
AC8YVF. All right, I think we got two stations in there. We'll get to you, Ron. Let's ask what the comment is first.
This is KCI. I would like somebody to go to the Fusion repeater, and I just want to make sure I got it pegged in there right. So I programmed it in, but I think I'm kicking the repeater, but if somebody could do that, that'd be great.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll flip over if nobody else does. I got it in my radio. Ron, go ahead with your announcement.
Okay. Mike reminded me, we were talking on the phone, he reminded me of something, and now I forgot what he reminded me of. That's how bad my memory is, a short term here. We do have club breakfast coming up on Saturday as well, and Friday's meeting, at least, one thing for the presentation will be both in person and in online. We'll be able to do that. But the demonstration for the Bluetooth operation and that is going to be in person only. So if you want to see the entire demonstration on the new radio, you'll need to be in person to see both parts of it. Presentation, just explain the radio and that and its features and that, and then we'll do a demonstration of the radio, which the only way I can do that is it's got to be live. So if you need that as well. So, Mike, if you're still there and remember what you wanted to remind me of, go right ahead, too. And, if you're going to pick up Jeff there on it, if not, I can go on the Fusion as well, KC-YVF.
Okay, MMH.
Just maybe it was, I don't know if you heard anything on the shirts, so I can bring some money.
This is KC-YVF. I have not got a call back from them yet. They were ordered a couple of weeks ago, but I have not received anything, at least as of tonight, on the shirts. But, yeah, I may want to just bring the money for Friday, and just in case they call between now and then, KC-YVF back to net.
Hey, Roger that. We appreciate it. Just trying to juggle the memory.
All right, very good. And our dues are probably due around this time, if I imagine. Usually due in March. I know the Ogama Aranac crew, they put out their reminder earlier today about dues. So we're probably due for ours as well. So I figure I'd throw that out there. All right, very good. Let's see here tonight, including myself, we had a total of 13, including myself, that's 13 check-ins. So at this time, The Saginaw Bailey Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Mike. My call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Delta Quebec. And this net is now closed. So we're returning the frequency back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and God bless everyone.
KD8 MMH.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm back at my radio now. What Ron forgot that I was going to mention earlier, and I forgot, don't forget this coming Sunday, daylight savings time, spring ahead one hour. And you are correct as far as the dues. They're not due. We gave an extra month because we changed the dues around the structure a little bit. They're now due by the April club meeting, but it is $20 for full membership, $10 for spouse, student, and disabled, I forget what the other one was, associate member. So, yeah, we've got until April, till the April meeting to pay the 2026 dues. That's all I have. Thanks again. KD8MMH.
And we decided we're not going to switch to daylight saving time, in case you didn't get the memo.
Did not get that memo.
I'm going to go sit on the fusion repeater, so if somebody wants to run over there, that'd be fine. Thank you very much. This is KKCI. I will be clear.
Good evening, 20. Cloudy. 26 degrees.